I'll start this off by saying, because I'm a man of my word.
Do you want to? Yeah. Do you want to do like an intro or something?
I just want to say fuck Train, because I'm a man of my word.
Who is that?
The band?
No. Fuck Train. That's a good band name, though.
I think that is a band.
Train is, I think.
Yeah. No, it's a guy Train we is. Know. It's a guy we know. He was talking shit. So I told him I'd say.
So fuck an intro. Yeah. Welcome to P3, dog.
Yeah, damn, just P3. Put him on there. Fucking should have paid you some shit to get on our shit.
Nah. He's also my realtor, so I'm sure he'll get back at me somehow.
That's not a good thing.
Why are you saying good... fuck your realtor?
Because he's an asshole, okay? Let's go ahead.
I'm not going to comment.
No. We're going to cut all that out, though.
No, we're not. That's actually staying in. It's a purple pill phenomena. Let's start this. So what do we have today, Justin?
I don't know. You guys want to talk about Gary Webb today?
Thinking about it.
Gary Webb.
Sounds like a good Iron way to Contra. Kick off our true crime. You know, little mix of conspiracy in there. Well, I don't think this one's really a conspiracy.
Yeah, this one is zero conspiracy.
Well, I mean, they've never been proven
to all this
be associated.
Well, all this is public knowledge at this point. It's all been declassified. So all the information we have on it now is what actually happened.
Where can you find the leaked files?
You can go to CIA.org. You can find...
You also find all this in the National Archives as well.
I got a question, too. I was a little confused on this. This was known as the Iran-Contra, correct?
Yes.
Because I keep hearing them name another Contra.
Huh?
The Nicaragua-Contra. They keep saying that.
Okay, so... The thing is now Google who the Contra is. The Contra is a revolutionary group of, what's his name? Anastasio Somoza. He used to be the dictator of Nicaragua, right? So the Sandinista National Liberation. Yeah. Sandinista National Liberation Front overthrew them in what is known
and
as
the Nicaragua. Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. This is the Nicaraguan Revolution of 79.
Okay. And they said that a lot of the times that the United States would more back more of a conservative view, groups, because they were back then they were against communism. Well, they still are to this day, but totally against communism.
Who is?
United States. Oh, that's why we. Dude, that's why we were given guns and money and all that. You know.
Well, see that
to the other side.
The whole left wing, right wing thing doesn't make sense when you're looking at it in the light of Iran Contra, because when people think right wing, it's typically guns, God, you know, small government. But Anastasio Somoza, who was. Basically, what we're talking about is us setting up proxy governments in other countries, just like what we've been doing in the Middle East, just like what Israel is. And Israel is a major player in all of this because they were our middlemen. So we didn't get caught up with it was like a legal loophole is what the CIA was working through to do all this. Did I answer your question?
Pretty much.
So.
And Gary Webb is at the forefront of this whole deal, right? He was the one that kind of shed it to light.
Yeah,
it was years after the fact. So all this had been going on, I think, since like 1979, right?
I think he might be pretty good to bring up today, don't you think?
Yeah, Gary Webb is the reason why we know about all this, or we knew about it so early.
Yeah, he was talking about it, bringing it to light at late 70s.
Yeah.
Well, 80s. Late 80s.
Yeah.
80s. Yeah.
But... Like I said, it already been this train was already full steam ahead by the time Gary Webb even found this shit, and he found it by accident. He had got contacted by this woman whose husband was arrested for cocaine charges, and he had all his shit taken by the government. So he was researching asset forfeiture. He was a journalist. He was writing a piece about asset forfeiture. This lady had found it, contacted him because that's what happened to her and her husband because he got busted for cocaine.
Yeah, his name was like something Conejo.
Yeah, something. But yeah, there's a lot of names.
He was actually, he was investigating that asset forfeiture program that was in California.
Yeah.
Where they could basically, if they just.
If you're guilty of a crime, the government.
No, not even guilty. If they have reason to believe that you are a drug trafficker, they can take all your assets, your house, your car, your money, everything.
Well, without
even being charged of a crime.
Right. Isn't that RICO? Is that what it's called?
But I think RICO is just like if you're associated.
Oh, okay.
With an organization.
I'm not even sure what you guys are talking about.
The RICO laws?
I don't know about that.
Oh, I might be wrong on that.
But
but no, the program was called Asset Forfeiture Program. So it was done in Northern California.
Well, now it's everywhere.
Freeway Ricky Ross got caught up in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I bet y'all know about
Freeway
him.
Freeway was actually getting all his cocaine from almost directly from the Contras. He had a man in the Contras he was getting all this blow through.
And Freeway Ricky Ross is not the rapper.
No.
Just to make that clear. That man stole his name, and still to this day, I don't think he's received anything for it. Has he?
Yeah, he won. Did he court.
Win? I remember he was on Joe Rogan.
So the fake Rick Ross won essentially the rights to Rick Ross's actual name.
No shit. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, this happened some time ago, too.
I didn't know that.
It was like right after he had gotten out of prison, he lawyered up and
contacted him.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But,
Freeway Ricky Ross is, I mean, he was making millions of dollars.
Yeah, this is where crack came from.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It was called Ready Rock back then.
Yeah. This is when crack exploded in South Central LA.
Yeah.
And
crack originally came from Peru, right?
Peru, like back in the early 1900s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what the whole operation was about, right? The whole.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. I mean, that's what spiked.
But now, see, this is where this is where the actual researchers and legal experts and all this other stuff come in, is because they aren't necessarily saying that the CIA is directly responsible for the drug epidemic in Los Angeles at the time. And that's what Gary Webb was saying, in a way. He really wasn't, but that's how he had been brought into the situation. So that was just kind of his bias, because all these black neighborhoods are being overrun with crack, and this crack is essentially coming from CIA-backed drug smuggling. Because the CIA wasn't really doing it directly, and especially what's his name? Barry Seal, if you consider Barry Seal, which Tom Cruise was just in a movie. I think it's called American Me, right?
No, not American Me. Hell no. American Me's classic, dog. What you talking about?
No, I don't know. I can't remember the name of the movie.
American Me's about fucking Mexican mafia.
I think it does prison. Have American in it, though.
Something. You know what I'm talking about.
It's where he was a pilot, right?
Yeah. So Tom Cruise played Barry Seal in this movie.
Yeah. That dude was wild, man. He used to fly in like a small airport up in the mountains to ship.
Had cameras all on his plane and was taking pictures and sending them back to the CIA. Because this is where a lot of people get confused, is because the CIA agents or the CIA officers, people in the CIA we tend to think of with the suits, the sunglasses, the badges, those are technically CIA officers. Okay, the difference between an officer and an agent is an agent is contracted by the CIA. So he's just a hired gun, and he's technically a CIA agent. So he works for the CIA, just under contract, like a mercenary.
So like they're the ones with all the combat training.
They're basically all the ones out in the field doing all the dirty work.
But they also contract other people to different places, right? Like they put people into powerful positions.
Oh yeah,
right?
They're
contracted out into those positions, because most, and I know when the CIA first began, it was the OSS, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And people thought they were going to work for the White House, the government, and the day before find out that they're actually finding out they're working for the CIA. Didn't even know what it meant at the time. You know what I mean? Like, so that's.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is kind of unrelated, but same. It's related. Mm-hmm. Green Berets are actually trained to like go in and overthrow governments and reestablish governments.
Just okay, now, put that out there. Just a reminder, Austin is a military vet. So.
Yes, sir.
He's the only one in the room who is a veteran, and he's saying this.
Yep.
That's great. I didn't know that about them.
Yeah, Tim Kennedy talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know who Tim Kennedy is, but let's get back to CIA.
Shout out to Tim Kennedy, bad motherfucker. So after the whole freeway and him investigating that California program, that's pretty much when he got into the whole investigation on the Nicaraguan Contra, right?
Yes, because the guy who got busted.
Yeah, that one chick's husband.
That got busted whenever he was doing the asset forfeiture.
Yeah.
Through one way or another, he ended up coming upon this Oscar De Niño Blandón, which is a Nicaraguan drug smuggler.
When I was listening to this shit, I was trying to write down that name so many times and just kept forgetting it.
Like, guys, there's so many fucking...
There's so many people involved.
There's so many people involved that I have 3 pages of notes, and I am fairly positive I fucked up at least 4 of these names.
We apologize in advance.
Yeah, right?
Not really.
So, yeah. Not really. Fuck it. You guys know what I'm saying.
If you're fucking listening to us, man. That's your own choice.
If you go and you read Dark Alliance and all these other books that have been published about it, then, you know, that's ultimately what we want. You know, if you even want to learn about this, it's really interesting because there's a paper trail for everything. So everything, this whole Iran-Contra thing that no presidents, vice presidents, advisors, nobody really went down for this. I think there was more cops in LA that got prosecuted because of this. And obviously like drug users and everybody involved like that. But as far as the legal system goes, there was more cops that were prosecuted for trying to do the right thing about this than there was actually political officials, CIA officers, and super high ups. So it's crazy.
There was one, I believe, he even claimed to be working with the CIA.
Yeah.
Police officer. But then went back and retracted and said that he just said that because it was a benefit to his security company or something like that.
So Ivan Torrance told an undercover cop, an undercover DEA agent, because this is when – you guys want to get into the history of this? Or, I mean, we're just talking about Gary Webb and his relation and what he found out. And you got to keep in mind that that was social suicide. It was social suicide in the aspect of he was demonized by literally every media outlet.
Yeah.
And he was an investigative journalist. So New York literally Times, it was the entire.
All of them smear.
Yeah, was just smearing him for years until all this shit came to light.
Which just shows they actually let him
find that stuff really is.
They let him go from the company he was working for, right? Or did he quit?
No, they
I think they let him go.
And I think he was there for like 9 years. I think he kept demoting him until he just they transferred him and then he quit from there.
Transferred him like 140 miles away from his home.
Yeah.
So he called him sick a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I would
understandable.
To the point where they wouldn't let him do any investigational research or anything like that. So he was just like, there's nothing. He at one point, I believe he actually asked himself, what am I doing my life's work for at this point? And so that ultimately made him quit. And he ended up writing the Dark Alliance.
Dark Alliance. Yeah, and they asked him too. I remember in an interview if he'd ever go back to journalism, and he said that he'd prefer writing books. So he seemed to be happy doing that.
I mean, you don't have to deal with the scrutiny of
the public. Well, I guess you still do.
And
on the book,
scrutiny of people and in general, I guess, especially when you're telling on,
So yeah, man. So he got into that whole deal, and
yeah, he basically found out about Blandone, and through other public records, Blandone had already been caught by the CEA for drug trafficking. Whenever they were investigating him, whenever they were questioning him and stuff, he basically was like, the CIA knows about it. Who you think hooked me up? And they let him go. So there's public record of that, of them arresting him and all this other shit. Well, and then it just snowballs from there. Because why would the CIA let this known drug trafficker from Nicaragua just walk out the front door? And then that's when we get into the Contras.
Why would they, Justin?
Well,
why?
Because he was a CIA agent. And that goes back to when we were talking about the difference between an agent and an officer. He was he was working for the CIA. Now, he was doing all the dirty work for the CIA because the CIA had to keep a certain distance and not get their hands dirty at the same time to negate backlash for if this ever came to light in our own country, which it did, and they still got away with it.
What happened,
they still got away with it.
Yeah. You know what I think is funny? That the CIA doesn't have to release certain information dealing with certain situations.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I find that kind of
Especially in this case, because that's when they found out about it.
But yet not publicly transparent.
Is because there was an agreement between the Attorney General and the head of the CIA. I can't remember if it was the Attorney General, but somebody. That if they ever found out about this, there was going to be no investigation. And this is actually all recorded, them talking about it, because whenever they were being what's going on? You good? Let's see here. The Inspector General stated in a congressional hearing that they didn't have to report findings on drug trafficking to Justice Department. And this all kind of blew open. Congressional hearings started happening. This is when John Kerry and Maxine Waters get involved. This is like the only good thing those two fucks ever did. So yeah. they were really, and Nancy Pelosi too. I think it was all publicity for the most part. When we're talking about this objectively, it's just a PR stunt because the just natural way the government is,
yeah.
Right?
Keep fighting.
Right.
Each other.
Here's some drama for you to watch on TV and read in your newspapers. It's just another means of distraction. But anyways.
And especially with this story, right?
Oh, dude.
Because it's all about mainstream media and the government being.
Yeah, because mainstream media didn't want to report on it.
Exactly. Well,
they were only reporting what the government was saying.
Yeah.
And as soon as the government started saying that this was happening, that's when all the media started saying this was happening.
It's until the government releases what they
They've been attacking Gary Webb for years at this point for saying all this, and now they're reporting the same fucking thing. Literally thousands of articles a week were being printed.
And what do we know about big corporate media?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that the whole reason?
They have owners.
Thanks, Ted Turner.
The whole reason CIA was created in the first place.
Yeah.
Was the push.
And George Bush Sr., who was vice president during all
intelligence,
this.
Intelligence, right? What's their slogan? Intelligence. God, I can't remember their slogan. I'll look it up.
Can't either.
It's probably some lizard shit.
Who created the CIA? I can't remember.
Reagan,
was
right?
President, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Reagan.
Yeah.
It was 1951,
no, it was Reagan.
I believe. It was the OSS before that. And then,
yeah, Reagan was the one.
It was Reagan?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so.
Because I thought Reagan was a fucking actor.
I don't write things down, but.
Yeah, but well, he was still president at the time.
Yeah, but he didn't create the CIA.
Oh, no, he didn't create it. Google.
I thought it was
George Bush was previously head of CIA, but he didn't create it. I think the CIA was created because of
Harry S. Truman.
Harry S. Truman, and that was because of
don't fucking listen to me.
JFK, right?
Say again?
Yeah, it was founded in 1947.
Okay, well, JFK wasn't assassinated till fucking 20 years later, so I guess that answers that. Anyways. Where were we at?
That's the whole reason that the CIA was created, right? Was to push propaganda, right?
I believe so.
Penetrate, manipulate.
Penetration.
Like events.
Probably a mixture of things.
Well, yeah.
Just a bunch of assholes, man.
Or the like prop up certain countries and, you know, divide and.
Yeah, well, at this time, what they were trying to do is they were trying to fund that
Office of Strategic Services is what it was prior to the CIA.
But they were trying to fund that side, you know, even then, you know, their big fight to end communism was, you know, their goal. So supposedly they were funding these guys through drug money, basically.
Well, it's not supposedly. Well, that's what makes this story so juicy.
I know, but I think that's what I'm confused on. Even I guess we'll talk about that at the end, but you know, after we get more information on it, but it's kind of confusing on what's real and what's not and what's been proven and what's not proven.
Now, from everything I've listened to, really the only differences are the motivation behind it. Were they purposefully pushing a drug pandemic or epidemic and starting it in South Central LA on purpose? Or was it just a byproduct of trying to make extra money to fund the Contras, which was in air quotes, right-wing revolutionary group that supported the Somoza family that was overthrown in 79 in the Nicaraguan Revolution.
Truman did create the CIA, too.
Sounds like a...
He's a bitch. Actually, we're real close to where Harry S. Truman live. I used to live like right down the street.
Crazy fact, I'm actually related to his wife.
Oh, no shit. Really? I didn't mean to disrespect your family like that, bro.
That's fucked up, bro.
He's like, I don't mean to disrespect your family like that.
I said fuck him for the atomic bombs, but I'll watch my mouth. You know, he could drop bombs, I'll watch my mouth.
Nah, fuck that dude, bro.
Yeah, fuck that
dude. Be real about it.
He's an asshole.
Shush.
That was funny.
Anyways, what were we talking about? The Contras.
Yeah, bro. They're getting funded.
So, really, they wanted the Contras back in place so that they can continue having a proxy government in South America for the drug trade. So, weapons, drugs, all this other shit, because that's what Barry Seal kind of broke open whenever he started coming out about all this shit, was that he went down there, or he came back with drugs, and then when he got back to South America, he did a swap. So he dropped off drugs, they loaded his plane with crates, he looked in the crates, and there was guns in the crates. So it's all a weapons, drug, trafficking ring through dozens of governments, literally. And Nicaragua was one of the main ports for drugs. And that's why Nicaragua was so important to the CIA.
Yeah, I also heard that the CIA were basically the creators of that Contra, right?
No.
I thought they were funding them.
Well, they were, but they were, like I was saying earlier, is that they were supporters of Anastasio Somoza, then the Somoza family dynasty, because they had ruled.
What would the CIA's end game be if they did purposefully plan the crack pandemic?
Crap. The crap pandemic.
Was a crappy pandemic.
That's my question.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
If it wasn't just to make money, what would the other reason be?
Because it's just having control in foreign countries, essentially, while they're making money and therefore acquiring favors and
creating overpopulated prisons.
Right.
Also,
I mean,
kind of like blackmail a little bit.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because so I don't really think it was necessarily on purpose, but it was just like
a byproduct.
Right. They just saw an opportunity to grow their drug empire.
and lock a bunch of fucking people up
for doing the exact same thing. Actually, a lot, mainly a lot people. Of that time, you got to think how much of, you know, how much of that, of those drugs were these people arrested for that came directly from the CIA's hands, essentially.
Yeah. When they're arresting people, it was mainly African-Americans.
Yeah.
They were the ones getting the fucking 20
now, was
lifetime it, sentences.
Because
fucked up.
They were getting cocaine and nobody can figure out how poor neighborhoods, poor black neighborhoods were all these hotspots for drug use originated at. And they're like, oh, somebody said it. They're like, oh, there's no way that's possible because there's no way they can afford cocaine. Well, Rick Ross is making Ready Rock.
Cocaine's a white person drug.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
Yeah, the drug that they were getting fucking
Why aren't,
probation and shit for.
Rich white neighborhoods suffering from...
What was the ratio for cocaine versus crack? Because it was like way worse for crack for the...
In the sentence served?
Yeah, sentences.
There was people getting 20-year sentences just right off the bat, you know?
Well, wasn't Kamala Harris and Joe Biden that came up with the jungles.
They're both fucking
under
racist
Clinton
as shit.
And made a quarter size of crack and a helicopter full is the same sentence. I'm pretty sure they did. Yeah.
Damn.
I can't think of what that bill was. It was in like 1994.
Crime bill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There was a lot of shitty Biden. Stuff in there.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Hell yeah. Come on, man.
That was when they banned AR-15s too, I believe. But
that's a whole thing.
So, yeah, it definitely did affect more minority communities. Everything.
But to get back to Austin's question, I think it was more of they knew it was going to happen because obviously crack is super addictive, and they just let it happen.
Do you think it was a race thing, or do you think it was a combination of maybe racism? Money. What do you think?
I think it kind of just fed the system.
Well, yeah, because
the system fed itself.
Now,
but why did they believe those?
But now they have a reason. System? Now they have a reason with all these new drug laws for the war on drugs. Was fucking Ronald Reagan's Nancy?
Just say no,
Nancy
to drugs.
Reagan. Yeah, she started the Just Say No campaign. Meanwhile. Her husband, this brings in Ronald Reagan, was not only suffering from fucking dementia, so that was, the CIA was using that to their advantage. And through that was George Bush Sr., who was his vice president, used to be head of CIA.
Do you know how much that war on drugs cost the United States?
I'm looking at $1 trillion.
Yeah. Bro, that's insane.
Of nothing.
Yeah.
Wow, but I wonder how much of that went missing.
Oh, I'm sure there was. I'm sure there was a good amount.
But that was a good reason for them to further erode our rights as well. They were also hitting on that front. Because with all these new drug laws, we're having more criminals. That means we needed more prisons, and that means we needed to hire more guards, and that means we needed to raise taxes. And meanwhile, we're making more laws, making more things illegal. So now more people are guilty of breaking the law. And therefore, it snowballs into what we have, the police state.
Yeah. And those laws are, creating more criminals.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So... What are we talking about when it comes to...
How do you feel on that?
What?
The whole drug war. What's your thoughts on it?
I think if you want to smoke crack, you should be able to smoke crack as long as you're not fucking hurting anybody.
Yeah.
But the thing, crackheads are crazy, so I don't know about...
My body, my choice.
I wouldn't recommend smoking crack. But...
My body, my choice. Right?
Yeah, I mean...
Sort of.
If some crackhead attacks me and I shoot him, am I going to go down for that?
That's just because he attacked you, not because of the crack, right?
It's probably going to be
a combination of both.
Where we live, it's going to be a white crackhead. So don't think that's racist or none. So.
A few missing teeth.
Dude, there's a lot of it's not crack around here though. No. It's a whole new thing. But what were we talking about? So did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what last I left off on Nicaragua was it being a central port
for yeah. smuggling. Guns and drugs.
Yeah. Now there was the Contra was also being funded by like I think 24 other countries, Taiwan and all sorts of countries. I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But
to do what?
To basically
take back over the country, right?
Well, now we see a common effort amongst all these different countries to fund revolutionary groups.
Mm-hmm.
And that could also expand into the potential Illuminati conversation too. Because if we have these dark, you know, these black agencies, and by black, I mean, you know, top secret, doing all this top secret work in other countries, even like Austin said, the Green Berets, that's open. Green Berets are even saying this shit.
Yep.
That they were trained to do this shit. So, yeah.
See, I told you the CIA did give $50,000 to the training and arming of the Contras in 1981.
Yeah, that was in 81, dude. There
which was eventually followed up by millions more once the CIA secured funding for their operation.
I think we ended up paying like $12 million altogether. And now the CIA
who
says,
ended up winning that war? I'm guessing who we funded. Because wasn't it a whole funding of a whole, you know, the war of getting rid of communism, you know, like we discussed earlier?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you who's in charge of Nicaragua. I really didn't know much about all this. I mean, I had heard it like passively, yeah. You know, but I never really knew the story on it. But now where Iran comes in, this is when it gets real fucking juicy because mm-hmm. this is when, you know, Reagan starts getting tangled up because at that time, Hezbollah, which was a terrorist organization, had a bunch of American hostages. So Israel was middle the deal to sell Iran arms and
exchange for
drugs. Use the profits to fund the cartel, all while smuggling drugs to fund the Contras as well. That's what they said. That's what all this document says.
Who really was knows? Scratching each other's backs.
Well, they? See, well, Jeez, that's the fucking Christ. Thing. Is it's a big club, and all this shit is actually going on. And this was in the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
Imagine. I mean, look at what's going on in the Middle East, and you know.
Yeah, Bin Laden played a big thing in that too.
Oh yeah. It was the same thing. It was just another proxy government, just somewhere else in the world for us to. You know, we're going to get you guys going and therefore you do as we say. So we're just the Roman Empire. This is where the Roman Empire comes back in. We're using the same methods as the Roman Empire. And that's where York comes in. I had talked about that on a previous episode where we get New York and everything from. I mean, you can type it in right now. York, England was established by the Romans and some 1600 or, you know, what? No, it was way before that, but yeah, we're just setting up hubs to work out of. We make people rich and powerful and they'll do whatever they want, right? Or what we want.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole concept. It's just when it comes to Iran-Contra, it's proven. There's no more conspiracy theory anymore because we don't need to theorize. I do have a theory that the CIA was funding Hezbollah. So they took the prisoners on CIA orders because they knew Reagan was going to work out this arms deal to get the hostages back. So that was them getting Reagan's consent to do the deal. Because they knew Reagan was going to do it if it was to save American lives. And that's exactly what happened.
York, you were talking about?
Yeah.
Founded by the ancient Romans?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It says it's a huge 13th century Gothic cathedral. So.
And it was set up to be...
Yeah, medieval stained glass,
a Roman, functioning a Roman towers. Capital. A Roman capital in another country, which was like Northumbria or some fucking...
Right, and that's why
some goofy shit. Did you just
put an Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Northumbria.
Accent on that shit,
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
So, but that's, you know, that was just an example, but we're using the same methods. Our government is using the same methods as the Roman Empire.
Did you guys check the whole interview, or not the interview, the court?
No, video? I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, well, I kind of want to dive into that.
Go ahead. Yeah. You're the one who watched it.
So the CIA general inspector was a guy named Frederick Hitz, which he was the one kind of, I guess, representing. Well, not representing, but he was the one doing an investigation on the CIA and all the allegations that they were facing. But it's funny that there was one thing I kind of wanted to bring up about it. You know, while he was talking, he had to mention that the people he was supposed to interview, six former CIA employees and one former DEA agent, they all refused the request for an interview.
Yeah.
So.
And they were getting roasted by Congress for... Yeah. Not being interviewed.
But in the end, he's like, let's just say that they were just kind of basically over everything that happened. And they just wanted to move on. You know, that was their reason for.
And when was those hearings? Like 2006 or some shit?
No, those were 90s. Yeah, 98.
Okay.
He did another interview in 2002, but. That was like just him talking.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that was a couple years before. But, man, it's pretty crazy. That's when, you know, you were talking about Maxine Waters and who's the dude?
John Kerry.
Yeah, John Kerry. Yeah, they all were, you know, talking about the whole, you know, Free Ray Ricky Ross and Gary Webb and all that. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the Kerry Committee, right?
I think that... is what they called it.
Yeah, something like that.
But, you know, back to this was the only thing these motherfuckers ever did while they were in political power is try to expose the CIA for this shit because they were grilling them in that congressional hearing. I watched about half of it. And so they were just going off.
So they were on different sides?
Well, what do you mean?
Who was on different sides?
Like the Kerry Committee, John Kerry, and...
Maxine Waters?
Who was working with John Kerry, you said?
Maxine Waters. And Nancy Pelosi.
But they're both, like, in government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, see, that goes back to when I started talking about it being a big PR stunt, essentially. Because, yeah. I mean, they still got away with it. And the CIA directors were pardoned by George Bush whenever on Christmas Eve, that those bills he passed on Christmas. Or New Year's, whichever one. So nobody was there to object it,
mm-hmm.
but he pardoned a bunch of these CIA dudes, and then now we can't do nothing about it because the president pardoned them in a
yeah, it was over the holidays.
A real bitch.
Who'd you say that was?
Bush Jr.
Yeah, no, senior, right?
I think it's junior.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they also said that investigation was not intended to prove or disprove allegations of drug trafficking by individuals. Our investigation was not intended to prove or disprove allegations of drug trafficking by individuals or organizations. Prove or disprove.
Just that heads weren't rolling.
So they were just saying that they were basically working with, not necessarily pushing.
They were overseeing.
Yeah.
Because...
to push their narrative,
like,
right?
Like Oliver North and basically all his top advisors, Reagan, including Bush, but that whole top tier was calling the shots really without Reagan's acknowledgement or silent consent, really, because he was, you know, so his dementia was kicking in and he was willing to do whatever it took to get the hostages back. And then after that happened, then we were buddies with Iran. So Oliver North and all these other motherfuckers, I don't have their names written down. It's like McFarlane and, you know, whatever. But
look it up.
Look that shit up. Actually, you can look it up right now. Look up Reagan's Contra Reagan advisors.
No, Justin.
Do it. Do it now.
Reagan's what?
Top advisors. Political advisors.
That's a funky title right there. Reagan tops advisors.
But anyways, they were all working deals out and giving orders that weren't necessarily cleared by the president. That's what I'm trying to say. Poindexter right there.
Fuck, are you laughing at?
Poindexter, McFarlane.
You can barely see the TV.
Dude, I know. It's right there, and I have to lean so far to see it.
You need glasses, bro?
I think I'm getting old, bro.
Yeah, you are getting old, though.
But, yeah. It's just crazy that they got away with this shit.
I don't know. I was always confused on whether or not they were proven to have done what they did, right? Because I don't think there was ever really concluded, was it?
Well, it was just
that if they did it or not.
Well, they clearly
I just thought it was,
but
I thought they had said that Gary Webb was never proven wrong, but I didn't think the CIA,
right,
ever
I think it just got snuffed out.
Yeah,
is there anyone fighting these guys right now?
What are you talking about?
The CIA today.
Is there anybody fighting the CIA?
Yeah, is there anyone like trying to,
you don't fight the CIA, bro,
trying to expose them?
I mean, we're talking about Gary Webb, and he ended up getting shot twice in the head, and they called it suicide. So, I haven't listened to any conspiracy type. Well,
now that we're talking about that, I mean, we're gonna shoot. I mean, that's pretty much it. What Gary Webb did, right?
Afterwards, yeah. I mean, he was found with two bullet holes in his head.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. I'm 50-50 on it. You know, a lot of the times I am.
Nobody's saying anything about it. There's literally nothing about Gary Webb killing himself.
Two different. Yeah, it's hard. One, it's hard to find shit. And two, it's like you have two different autopsy reports. You have one saying that he suicided, and then you got another one saying that. Or no. There was only one, right? I'm thinking of something else. There was only one. And they said that he was suicided.
Yeah, it was a suicide.
Dude, I read out of two different articles.
Wait, are you saying suicided?
Suicide.
Like he was murder. Or no, suicide. No. Like he killed himself.
Suicide, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I've read two different reports. I've read our articles on that. And they said, one said that they had, or that it wasn't unlikely that he would shoot himself twice because it happens.
But rarely.
More often than not. And then I read another one said that it's not likely that people who commit suicide shoot themselves twice, but it can happen. So I don't know, man.
Right.
I don't know, bro. You know,
right.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But I do know this, and I'll go into this. After that whole Dark Alliance, his wife said supposedly that dude couldn't find a job anywhere that would employ him and sold his house, was depressed. You know, so
I'm sure all of that may be true, but shooting your jaw off and then being able to shoot yourself
right
in the head.
Because he was shot. He had a bullet hole in his cheek and in the side of his head, right?
I mean, that's.
I know it's through his cheek. Yeah.
So what are the odds of you?
100%. He killed himself.
Get the fuck out of here, Austin.
I don't know, dude. I kind of think he did, but that's just me. There's like too much information to say that, or there's not enough information, I think. I don't know, dude. I go back and forth. Bro, I mean, because then I go, well, fuck, he exposed a huge organization that ain't got no problem killing motherfuckers.
So you're talking about Gary Webb killing himself or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or are you talking about
the fuck are you talking about? That's what we've been talking about the whole time. Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I thought we were talking about Iran-Contra.
God damn.
Not enough.
No, he definitely killed himself.
Is that what you think?
I mean, there's nothing saying otherwise, right?
Because why would the CIA need to fucking suicide him? Why would they need to do that?
Hey, when they could just make him do it himself.
Did they blacklist him?
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah, he couldn't get a job. I mean, nobody would work with him.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd probably fucking suck.
And it's now, fucked up because he was right the whole time.
I don't know if the CIA did that because that could just easily be that, you know, since it didn't go anywhere, every news source is like, well, we don't really want you. You caused a lot of fucking drama not to go anywhere.
Right.
You know?
And at the same time.
Even though he wasn't proven wrong.
So. And at the same time, CIA has been known to plant. You know, mind viruses by threatening you, not letting you work, threatening your family, telling you they're going to kill your family, sending you letters and shit like that. And, you know, they come out and say all that.
Maybe they were playing Phil Collins in the air tonight.
A bunch of times.
Nonstop for 26 hours.
They used Britney Spears.
Oh, shit. But
that was a reference to Isaac Cappy, by the way.
That was definitely an Isaac Cappy, right?
And that's going to be an episode in itself. So
for sure,
hold tight on that one.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if he killed himself.
I'm
back on 50-50 on it.
I think he did because he. Why would the CIA have to? Everything was in motion for him to. He was going to do it himself anyway.
And they were probably just listening to every fucking phone call.
You know, dude. You know he was tapped.
They're like, oh yeah, we don't even need to off him, dude. He's going to off himself.
Yeah, this dude's fucking sad as shit.
Now, unless he was doing some research that we don't know about,
that's true.
And
he was on
what else did he uncover?
Investigating something else,
exactly.
Yeah,
you know, and then his wife is going to play whatever role she's going to play in it that they tell her at that point, and took all of his work, all of his research. I mean, because you hear nothing else about him. You have
I didn't even know about him before this. So,
even in interviews up to his death, he's not the most joyful, happy individual, you can tell.
So,
I honestly think it's a... It's just a failure by mainstream media, by journalists, by colleagues of his, by government, it's a shame that the dude got to the point where he exposed something that's a real issue with our government being intertwined with these people in the media, and he goes and kills himself.
You know what I found funny is that, he was on that C-SPAN interview. Did you guys see that one?
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
And he's there to talk about his book, but they can't stop talking about Clinton getting fucking some dome in the White House.
Yeah.
Did you see that shit?
Man, I did not see that.
Yeah. That is hilarious. So he's like...
Dude, this bitch is like, how the fuck... Who the fuck keeps a dress after 2 years? And he was like, oh, ma'am, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, shit. No.
Like, dude, we're talking about fucking CIA fucking involved in drug trafficking on here, and you're worried about if fucking Clinton's getting his dick sucked in the fucking Oval Office.
See, that's smoke and mirrors, my guy.
Yeah. So
they all say...
The more time they spend covering Bill and Monica, the less airtime Iran-Contra gets.
I know, but it's so funny because they even said, why the fuck does the news focus on such... stupid bullshit. I mean, even Gary Webb said, he's like, I don't know why we're worried about his, you know, his sexual life.
Right.
Like, who gives a fuck?
They're like sitting there trying to make the conversation. They're trying to make the conversation about, you know, what the definition of sex is. Like, why does any of this fucking matter?
Yeah.
But, you know, and now we know, like you said, it's all smoke and mirrors.
So. Oh, it doesn't matter. There was some lady that was like, you know what? That's just wrong. He should not. How are you going to be president and you're going to be doing stuff like that? I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry, ladies, getting fucking head. Is that not normal?
Yeah, dude, just having his dick sucked. What the fuck's the problem with that? Fuck. Would you want Hillary Clinton sucking your dick? I mean, come on.
Maybe she take them dentures out. I don't know.
Ooh, gummy.
Good old gummy or something, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I heard Bill Clinton was into boys, so I don't know.
Hey, dude, after saying this, I just want to say I am not suicidal.
Oh, I am not. You know, not at all.
Austin, are you suicidal?
100% not.
100% not.
Hell no. Nah. But, I mean, we're talking about Clinton, and you got to think about this is where Barry Seal, I brought him up earlier, but he's the one who was basically flying drugs in and out of Mena, Arkansas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, governor
just happens to be Bill Clinton.
Just so happens, and that's a skeleton in his closet.
What was that movie? There was a movie that they
Barry Seal?
About Barry Seal.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
You said American something.
It's
American. I got it wrong. You yelled at me.
Yeah, you said American Us, but
no, you said American Me.
You said American Honey. Shia LaBeouf.
Is that the one where he plays his dad?
American Made.
Yeah.
American Mead.
Made.
I like
made.
The peanut butter fabric.
Okay, so American Made is a Tom Cruise movie mm-hmm. where he plays Barry Seal.
Yep.
Kind of remind me of that dude off of that. What?
Huh? What?
Peanut Butter Falcon?
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that movie was good, dude.
Just do it.
Yeah. Start calling you Peanut Butter Falcon.
Shut the fuck up.
Justin's nickname.
His dog called him Peanut Butter Balls.
Hey, didn't you bring up earlier some other weird shit? Like, supposedly with the CIA?
What's the matter with you?
Supposedly.
What'd you say?
What the fuck did y'all say?
I don't even know where I'm at.
What were we saying about peanut butter balls?
What were that was not me.
You know what? They do sound delicious.
They do. Yeah.
Peanut butter balls?
Chocolate covered peanut butter balls.
Yeah, never had them.
Salty, you know. Strictly brown.
What are you gonna say?
Nothing. Oh, hey, you were telling me something about some
kids. Yeah, I brought up some kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently somewhere down in Arkansas where this Clinton dude was governor.
Another possible CIA involvement.
I believe so.
They stumbled upon some drugs.
Some drugs that dropped off an aircraft.
Who else is going to be flying drugs through Arkansas?
Supposedly. Oh,
dude, I don't know.
Well, you know, I do it every once in a while. Often.
Yeah. Every other weekend.
I'm sure they'll blame somebody in the hood.
I'm sure.
But, yeah.
That's what they usually do.
These kids were like night hunting or something. And
assholes.
They wound up dead and they were found on train tracks. And they said they got high, passed out, and got hit by a train. And then later...
Yeah,
they reopened the case.
They said they smoked like 20 weed cigarettes.
Marijuana cigarettes. The devil's lettuce.
And that's what killed them?
They said they got too high and they like passed out on the train tracks.
Yeah. Yikes.
You know, that happens all the time.
All the time.
I guess a medical examiner reopened. The case got reopened and he looked into the autopsy again, and they looked at the bodies, and one of them was dead already before the train hit him.
He said the other one was unconscious.
Yeah, so there's some fucking shit going on there.
Like 16 and 17.
Oh, wow. So it might not have been Clinton. Too old.
Yeah.
You got a good point. But he still likes boys, so I don't
know. Yeah, so he's
a real good friend with old Jeffrey Epstein.
Like best friends, right?
Something like that.
Hey, man. Old Bill Gates.
Did you guys know that Epstein Island's like relatively close to the Bermuda Triangle?
It's just a weird
coincidence. Yeah, I thought that. It's pretty close.
Isn't it really close to Honduras, where the hurricanes and stuff were as well? And kids went missing.
Computer here.
Haiti?
Yeah, Haiti. That's right.
I think it's the same general area. Yeah.
Bro, and the Clintons are involved in Haiti too.
Oh, yeah, don't they fucking hate her in Haiti?
Yeah,
like they want
that one's a
head.
Fucked up one, man. That's what that Haiti one.
What is that girl's name that got
that
caught?
Got arrested?
Yeah. Laura Silsby.
Yeah.
Laura Silsby worked for the Clinton Foundation and got caught trying to smuggle like 30-some kids out of Haiti without any documentation. And Bill Clinton flew over there personally and got her out of prison.
You know what really blows me away is how many other CIA operations there are. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, totally.
Jimmy, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documents on CIA.
Projects.
Mockingbird, MK Ultra.
Cornflakes. You guys ever hear of cornflakes?
Cornflakes.
Yeah, they would actually take and bomb trains during like communist Russia, you know, good stuff like that. And bomb trains with mail. So they were mailmen would deliver their own to their own government, their own German citizens, propaganda wills, propaganda pages, newsletters.
Or the bombs with the pamphlets in it. Yep. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking
Project
about.
Project Cornflakes. Man, absolutely.
What the fuck?
Crazy. Or, yeah, Project Kitty was another one where they basically implant a listening device in cat's ears. So if you have a pet or whatever, we can implant it in your ear and
listen in on you.
Listen in on you.
That's wild, bro.
That is wild. They were saying it took like $36 million to transplant that a cat's ear like that.
Like a whole ear?
Dude, they were putting full surgery, wires, everything into these cats.
That's fucking crazy. I've never heard of that.
For one ear.
For one implant.
That's crazy. But why would it be so much?
I think the line.
So you think it's just a...
I think they got it down now a lot cheaper.
Oh, I would hope so.
I mean, you know what I mean?
That's a lot of fucking tax dollars they're wasting, dude. Right there, dude.
Well, didn't you say like $1 trillion earlier?
Yeah, that was for the
war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was just war on drugs.
Yeah, it was just the war on drugs was $1 trillion.
Holy shit! CIA be that a year, right?
Dude, I don't know. It's got to be in the billions. During the '80s, I think it was like $24 billion or something like that. So whatever that translates to today.
Yikes!
No, it was more. It was a lot.
Yikes!
So another thing is that to bring this back to Iran-Contra is whenever Bush established the South Florida Drug Task Force, it was filled with CIA agents. So if that doesn't fucking sound fishy to you guys, I don't know.
It was filled with what?
CIA agents. Oh. We're running the South Florida Drug Task Force.
What are you, some kind of a conspiracy theory?
No, this was a fucking fact, bro.
Wasn't fucking Bin Laden a CIA agent?
Dude, that's what they say.
Yeah, for a Saudi.
I think whenever we get into 9/11 and stuff like that and we start getting balls deep and all that, we'll find something that says that.
Why do we don't need to get into that. It's just planes hit the buildings and that's it.
Oh yeah,
that's it.
Oh yeah, that's the 9/11 commission, right? It's just terrorists and
yeah.
Okay,
we just dived into it. That's all you need to know.
That's
okay.
It.
What should I know next?
The government's good.
Okay.
Just do what they say.
Trust them.
Get vaccinated.
Hypnotoad.
Give them your guns.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all in all, we know all this shit actually happened. It's all public record, whether it's come out through like leaks, like Bush Sr.'s journal where he talks about his involvement after denying it in Congress and throughout all the investigations and everything, I mean, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. The facts are everywhere. The distractions. distractions, bro.
Sorry, everybody. If you can, just bear with us.
Yeah.
We're not in a fancy studio, so we got to work with what we got. Thank you, David.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm not shitting on your room over here.
Kind of sounds like it, though.
But a little bit.
A little bit.
My feelings aren't hurt, though. It's fine.
All right, just making sure.
So, yeah, journals from all kinds of people to actual CIA documents, DEA from their investigations that uncovered a lot of this shit. I mean, fuck, what Gabriel was talking about, the congressional hearing on it, they were even saying all this shit. So that's what makes this shit real juicy. And, you know, it's all, there's so much paperwork
dealing with it. I wonder what we could do to actually fix this problem.
Yeah, hold people accountable for their fucking shitty actions. It's not that hard.
I wish there was an answer to fix this. God, maybe more laws?
Yeah, bigger government, I think.
Yeah, bigger government, yeah.
Yeah.
More of them.
And you know, it's right. Dumb as hell. God bless. I think that's what we don't need.
Dude, it's crazy.
And, get government out of your lives, people. Stop letting people tell you that.
You know, shit like this happens all the time.
You need more government. You need more laws. So, yeah.
It's an illusion.
Yeah.
It's an illusion.
Like a
false sense of safety.
That's exactly what it is.
We can get into, you know, this fucking happens all the time in all these other countries. And that's why we're still going to war in the Middle East.
Well, yeah, it's
all the same shit. It's just a constant
prices
war.
Of things go up. People die. Prices go up. We start wars. Prices go up. Oil goes up. It's
kind of like what's happening right now, right?
Right, and it's all manipulated to do this shit.
And they tell you that they're bringing soldiers home, but I know firsthand they're not.
Yeah.
So.
Do they ever?
That's what I mean. They I mean, say they.
I think
want
we're in
to.
Every we're in every state that's we've ever had conflict with, and more right.
Bases everywhere,
like
yeah.
Bases, yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I think yeah, we have bases. Like we're still in fucking almost Germany. Every country.
So
it's terrifying to think we just let people.
It's over 200 countries.
I'm trying to think if there was a base in Australia. I don't think there was.
Well, now that you said something, now there's going to be.
Yeah.
Fuck, we forgot one.
Fuck. I mean, they're pretty much like us anyways.
They figured that out on P3. Base in Australia now.
I mean, they've always been putting people in powerful positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Proxy governments all over. That's how you send, you know, just different arms.
There's a foam cover on it.
How thick is the foam cover?
So take that into consideration. Maybe do three.
How thick is that?
There, yeah. Maybe do three fingers.
Three
fingers, dog.
Even my fucking fingers are getting huge. That's why I was so far away.
Oh, yeah, shut up. You're fucking tripping.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking tripping.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. Justin's an inspiring bodybuilder.
What the fuck is up with the UFO files not being leaked or released? Last week.
Are we hopping out of this?
Yeah, you know what? We've already said there's been a bunch of books.
So conclusion, Gary Webb, we don't know if he killed himself. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't think we'll ever find out. 60 years later, maybe.
The conspiracy theorist in me wants to say he didn't, but there's nothing out there to corroborate that other than the two bullet holes in his head.
Isn't that the timeline though? Like wait 60 years to admit it?
Yeah, it's like
7 years.
Yeah,
well, isn't that what they Barack do? Obama signed whatever, and it's 12 years from then, and then certain things will be released.
Right.
Literally, the CIA. He signed documents.
We had talked about it before Trump postponing the releasing of the JFK files.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. How long did he postpone it to?
I don't even know.
Didn't he say that was like the first thing he was going to do when he got in office was release the JFK files?
I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah, he was supposed to expose a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? He was supposed to actually be like, hey, aliens might be real.
But, you know, it's the same thing with every other president. They, you know, empty hopes.
Mm-hmm. Wishful promises.
Why do you think they're riding for him so hard?
Who?
Trump.
Who's riding for Trump so hard?
Everybody still.
He's the guy that's going to go against all of it.
It's just a partisanship.
Because I just seen what was it, a couple weeks ago? There was like a stand down the street from your house, David.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Trump stand.
How long are you going to... It's like, how long you been sitting on this?
I think they said he's going to run in 2024.
Dude, he's not going to run in 2024.
Isn't there a group of people that still think he's the president?
Yes.
Yeah.
Guys, stop it.
Well, at the same time, though, there was a lot of election bullshit going on.
There's always election bullshit
going on. Yeah, there always is. What do they say? They can't guarantee that it is, but they can guarantee it's not. Or they can't guarantee it's not, but they can guarantee it is at like a small percentage.
Well, yeah.
In any election or some shit.
Yeah.
I might have fucked that
up. And if it's all... like 51% is going to be rigged.
Yeah, like they can't say there's a 0% chance it's not rigged.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we've all seen the videos where they're, you know, ballots are being stuffed and people have hundreds and hundreds of ballots in their cars and stuff.
And they've been fucking going hard.
Mail people throwing them in dumpsters and shit.
Exactly.
Do you think he's going to run in 2024?
No. Dude, I don't even care. I don't even give a fuck who runs in 2024. Because at this point, if you aren't acknowledging that it's just the same plan, different face, then I don't know what to fucking tell you. Because every president has done one thing solidly.
Yeah.
Erode our fucking rights. We're less free every fucking year. Every day. Every time they sign more laws equal less freedom.
Yeah. Even Kamala. I mean... showed a side-by-side video with her on her border crisis, you know, where she was out there saying, you know, how fucked up Trump was and all this shit. And
yeah, bro.
Dude. Now she's in there and it's still the same shit.
Right. You know? It's like, because they have to put on a show. It's all a PR stunt. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything whenever they get into office because there are people who have... Example.
Yeah.
Every time we get a new fucking president, people come in and debrief the president on all sorts of shit. Okay? So, there are people who know more about what's going on within our actual government than even the fucking president does inherently. Because they have to keep track of all this shit, and that's their job, is to debrief the president. Heads of all the three-letter fucking organizations, right?
Yeah.
To get them up to date. So,
Alphabet boys.
Yeah, the alphabet boys. Little soupy boys. But, so, like, the CIA. Do you think he's going to tell him, whenever they're debriefing a new president, that we're running guns and drugs to every fucking country in the world and making trillions of dollars potentially?
No.
They're not going to fucking tell him that. Why?
No.
Why? There's going to be a new one in 4 years and he's still not going to have any power or control over it because all this shit is operating above the president's head ultimately because it persists through all these presidents.
Yeah, it's all talk until you're in that chair.
Basically. Right. And then you fucking realize,
oh, shit. Presidents don't do shit
around. I'm just a useless idiot.
Put in front of the cameras.
Yeah, I'm the face of bullshit.
Yeah, and you know what's funny too is I find I would like the news. You know, when we're at, you know, Planet Fitness, I'm over there on the treadmill watching, you know, conservative news and liberal news side to side. How they're both the fucking same, dude. Like how they were like just going after petty shit for Trump, and now they're just. The other side's doing it now, just going after petty shit for Kamala and Biden. It's mm-hmm. like, come on, bro. If y'all two got together and had some drink, y'all probably fall in love with each other.
Yo, Biden,
y'all both the fucking same.
Weird as hell, those sniffing little kids. I don't know what that's about, bro.
Dude. Yeah, it's fucking creepy.
I don't know what that's about.
You know, he owns an island right next to Little St. James.
Allegedly.
I did not know that.
No, he does.
No, he do?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he does. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like right down there. It may not be right next to it, but it's down there.
What does that say? You know,
It's awfully fishy.
It's awfully fucking fishy, bud.
Well, and then we can go into the temple and all that shit on Epstein's Island and his ties to the occult. But we're going to have... That's going to be its own episode, too. Because that's going to be a long episode because... There's so much conspiracies as there is so much paper trails.
Especially when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein.
Especially when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein because he had all this shit because he was the guy in charge of all the blackmail.
But people think he was the guy.
No,
he was not the guy.
He was a little fish.
Come on, little fish. Small.
Yeah, well, he just worked for him, right?
Right.
Or, you know, basically got the intel on
yeah.
in the blackmail.
But yeah. worked for who?
That we don't know.
Exactly. That's what's...
Somebody powerful. At some, well, I don't know. They ended up letting him get caught
I'm
up,
sure so. The answers would be
did they let
illuminating.
Because didn't this, like... Didn't his bank do, like, a transaction, like, a few months after he died? Or...
His bank account?
Suicided, yeah.
Didn't it go to Ghislaine Maxwell? Wasn't there a massive payment to Ghislaine Maxwell?
I can't remember who
well,
it
now,
was
just
to.
Recently, they came out with that the guards lied about what they were doing and stuff, and that they were actually scrolling through the internet
they just figured
and
that out.
Falling asleep and stuff.
I saw that from a mile away.
I believe they just came out with that, yeah.
It's a lot. It's so much bullshit going on.
I know this is going to go off topic again, but
see a spider.
We don't really stay
oh
on topic.
My God.
So, yeah. What do you guys think about all this fucking these teacher district meetings that they've been having? Have you guys been seeing all that shit? People fighting, yelling at each other. What do y'all think about
no,
that?
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Just like people speaking out against the mask, like making children wear masks to school.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
How much bullshit that is. But
that.
Nobody else wears them. Kids still wearing them. Actually, my daughter's school finally said that as of today, they don't have to wear masks, but only on school buses. Apparently, that's a federal requirement.
That's dumb as fuck. Is that just like a public transportation thing?
Yeah, that's what they said.
So during recess, they're wearing masks?
They were for a whole year.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah, and anytime all these fucking mask Nazis out there at my daughter's recess are like, oh, put your mask on. You know, anytime they try to get a breath of fresh air, or, you know, and segregated them, made them split up into groups, you know, couldn't all play with each other at one time. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess not even a year, right? A year and a half, probably.
That's terrifying.
Or no, a year, about a year.
It's so tragic.
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't care about the well-being of, you know, our
yeah,
mental
the implementation
because we can just give fucking prescription drugs for that, right? It's kind of what they'll do.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what the whole crack epidemic and now we're the opiate
yeah.
epidemic, right?
Yeah.
And,
except for now, they got smart and did it legally, right? Pharmaceutical drugs.
Well, it's the same thing we're looking at with cocaine from South America, but the drug now is
heroin. Does your kid have drive and energy and all this, just fucking give them. What is it? Give them Concerta or give them fucking Adderall.
Yep, that's it.
Well, you know,
stimulant.
We're Christ. In the Middle East, and the Middle East, Afghanistan in particular, is the biggest producer of opium in the world.
Yeah,
so I think like before
they said there's photos of military
before 9/11. I think it was estimated to be around like 90%. Afghanistan
yeah,
controlling that. And then after 9/11, it bumped up to like 99%. And there was a news clip of a reporter interviewing a soldier in a poppy field. And she was like, why don't you just burn it instead of wasting resources guarding it? Just burn it. And he's like, I can't talk about that.
Well, of course not.
Right.
We know
like, did you really expect him to go, well, because yeah. well, the government, the U.S. government owns all this. What the fuck do you think? What the fuck do you think is going on here,
who do you
stupid?
Think is pushing it?
Right.
It's what's been happening. It's continuing to happen. They have field agents everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that old thing, they've been fighting. One dude almost got into a fight with one of the board members, but they started talking shit to each other. Dude was calling him an asshole, the guy working for the district. That dude hopped up on that stage so fucking quick. He was like, what the fuck did you say to me?
Oh, that's good shit.
That shit was wild. They all broke it up.
No, but seriously, you're forcing little kids to wear masks and stuff during recess, and man, the implementations that
I just find it weird because it just depends on where you're at on what's enforced.
Yeah.
So if nobody's on
no
the same page, why are we doing it? Or why not just make it optional to begin with? That's the funny thing about the email. It's like, we're going to not make it required, but it you is still have the option. Man, you still have the option. You're okay. You still have the option. Why wasn't that to begin with?
Man, fuck them. We all know why.
It's weird, dude, because I got my kid. You know, we're going into places without masks, you know, and she's like, oh, this feels so weird, you know? It's like...
Yikes.
The fucking brainwashing.
Man.
You know? And then you have all these assholes out here. If nurses can wear them for a 12-hour shift, you can wear them. It's like... Or just give me the option, you know?
You realize if everything was as sterile as a hospital, how shitty our immune systems would be?
Yeah.
Facts.
And matter of fact, don't a lot of people say that fucking hospitals are, like, dirtier than...
I don't think it's dirtier, but that's where the bad shit is.
No, but at one point they were saying to if you could avoid the hospital to
postpone it. Well, that's because
they weren't trying to get a bunch of people. You know,
it's because don't come here and get more people sick. They were telling everybody to stay home.
Yeah. Not to mention, have they ever figured out what the whole rarity it is to get it twice?
I've
read it's pretty rare, but
you know,
there's so many different articles. Everyone's like, well, that's not true. Well, I can find you an article that says it is. You know, which one do I trust?
Bro, I'm so done with the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, no. We probably should stop talking about it.
It's fucking...
But every fucking week, man, it's something new.
It's always some bullshit, bro.
The Fauci emails coming out.
And Amazon pulling his book, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was trying to make money?
Yeah, of course.
Well, he's so far embedded in all of it.
Dude, yeah.
It seemed like a good actual guy.
In the gain of function.
Look research. Up who Fauci's wife is. She works for some pharmaceutical company. And it's obviously conflict of fucking interest.
She's an American nurse, Department of Biotic. I don't know how to say that.
Bioethicist.
Yeah. Bioethics at the National Institute of Health Clinical Center. I don't know. Fuck it. It ain't worth talking about, dog. It's almost over anyways.
Yeah, we're
except for everyone's getting popped for fucking...
From now on, we're only going to bring up COVID if...
I'm going to bring it up every fucking time we record now.
From now on, every time COVID gets brought up...
What are you fucking... You going to make that a law? You going to vote on that?
Gabe's going to get hit in the head with a bong.
Or he has to take a hit.
It's,
hey, fucking fake COVID cards are going out like crazy, though.
I mean, ain't nobody going to believe it anyways.
Finding a ton of them.
Buying that shit on eBay.
Ain't nobody going to believe it anyways, even if we are sitting here reading them the weekly fucking news like mooks. They're still not going to go, oh, yeah, these guys are absolutely right. It doesn't matter if we're right. That brings it back to fucking Iran-Contra, is you could be guilty as charged and still walk away scot-free. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It's just whoever's in power, whatever they want.
But what do we do about that?
Get the tar and feathers. I don't know.
What are you, some kind of anarchist? Jesus.
No, man. It's just a shitty situation. This ties us back into fucking... Should we even have a government or not? I mean,
I don't know. I've always been 50-50 on that. Even though I get called an anarchist, which I find funny, because I've just never said anything bad about it. You know, I've never opposed it. I've always been 50-50, just to let y'all know out there. So I know. I think we all feel a little bit different on that.
I think local towns, your local government, I think that would be.
Yeah, like I wish for there. I think we talked about this on one episode. I wish there was a smaller government, but for some reason, anything that becomes into power becomes corrupt.
I also think
over time, you know,
you have to take the money out of government as well. They can't have any control or any say or any regulations over, you know, even the stock market or SEC or.
I don't know, dude, but I was actually thinking, dude, Spike Cohen. If he gets out that VP role and hops in P, 2024,
dude. Hey, I think that's what he's doing, bro.
For him, dude,
because he's all over.
Did you
Facebook
see that tax? That explanation on how taxes would work if we took it out of the federal government's hands?
No.
Yeah, he used your whole
voluntary tax.
Yeah.
And no shit.
You should see it on my Facebook. Of course, nobody liked it. Nobody cares about this shit. You know, red or blue.
Right.
But he explains kind of what you said. If you don't pay for it, you don't get the service. I was like, oh, is that Justin?
Did I see motherfucker?
Justin for VP.
No, God Emperor. I'm starting that campaign, by the way. I'm going to get some signs made. Justin for God Emperor. Fuck it.
I don't T-shirts. See. I don't
hey,
see.
Hey, one thing, there will be justice.
I don't see how people could argue that. How can people argue that?
Argue what?
Saying that, well, this is people's arguments. If you leave it voluntary, there's going to be assholes that don't pay.
But, dude, come on.
There's assholes that don't pay now. All
right. Okay, so if it's going to happen either way. I bet you must start paying
whenever they can't drive down their road because the road's fucked up.
If it's going to happen either way, what's the morality and the ethics of making the people doing what they're supposed to, making it harder on them? But at the day you're born, your share of the fucking national debt is over $100,000 now. Your individual share. Because that's what it's all based off of. That's the debt. Comes down to the producing power. And we are the producing power. That's why we got Social Security numbers. And that goes into the gold stamp on our birth certificates. And all that other shit. We're literally legally property to the United States government. This goes back to the U.S. versus USA 1871, which establishes the United States separate, a separate entity from the United States of America, which is a corporation. And nobody can bring legal action against the United States of America except for Congress. Well, if you fund people, if you invest money into people's campaigning and you get them into Congress and they're your goons, well, that would be why we don't see any legal action against them, because they, their own people are in. It's just corporate employees that are filled, that are filling public offices.
He kind of used a little example, I'll probably butcher it, but of a car salesman. When you go to a car salesman and you purchase a car, there's a certain amount of tax in there to protect you from basically getting sold to dud, you know, something that's going to break down as soon as you go off the lot. And he's using an example of $500 on top of the price of the car. It'd be a lot cheaper to pay $500 than the thousands of dollars that the company's charging you now because of taxes that they pay, supposedly. This is how he said it. And you would basically get the option to pay that tax instead of getting taxed, all these taxes that you pay, you know, when you purchase this vehicle, thousands. I mean, how much do you pay fucking sales tax, property tax, all this shit? So you're paying this $500 to protect you from driving off the lot with the car that's going to break down. If it does, then you're able to take them to court and, you know, that pays for all the, you know, suing them and all that shit. Right. Or you can just go, man, this car's only $3,000. Fuck that. I'm not paying for that $500. You know, given a choice.
Right.
You know, but that was his whole thing, is that you basically buy your
insurance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not insurance, but like, well, I guess, yeah, insurance, you know, with the government.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then look at, would we even trust the government with that?
Yeah, if you don't want to pay for police, I mean, they're just not going to show up at your door. If you're not going to pay for firefighters, they're not going to show up at your door.
I need a receipt.
How are they going to figure that out? I'm sure we have some type of software where they can figure that shit out.
But the government fucks up everything it touches.
Yeah.
So you could give them a flawless plan.
Well, they don't want you.
Like a voluntary, just put a bunch of lines. They don't
want the money to be monitored.
Well, they want to be able to have control.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what it boils down to. Whether it's control
they
over
don't
the
want
economy,
more money in your pocket.
Control over transportation, control they want to be over
a,
infrastructure.
They don't want your money in your pocket. They want to be able to take your money and give it to you as they please.
Right? Yeah, it's just like an abusive. It's just like an abusive fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
All you feminists out there should be fighting the government harder than anybody else.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
That is real fucked up.
But they've got everybody brainwashed.
Yeah, thinking, dude,
that this is how it needs to be. And the only example I am given every time is the asshole example, which that'll weed itself out over time.
Say, like, you're an asshole. Would you pay for it?
Yeah.
Start telling them that.
Jesus Christ. There's assholes that aren't paying for it right now. Right. I don't see you saying shit. If anything, you're trying to help them out more.
Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck, man. Yeah, you're actually enabling this shit. Yeah. Just wanting it to be there to begin with. For what? Like, for what?
And even at that point, if it was voluntary, you still think it would be localized voluntary?
What I'm essentially saying is that you wouldn't be responsible for the freeloaders.
I don't think there should be any federal government at all.
I don't think so either, to be honest with you.
What it boils down to is we don't want people who aren't taking advantage of the system to not be responsible for the people who are financially, for the people who are abusing the system. And they are so brainwashed that they go, no. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're against that. That's essentially what we are saying. And people still argue against that. Like, dude, well, they keep taking your money and that money keeps going towards all these assholes. But you're okay with that, but not you not paying for the asshole? Don't understand.
Yeah.
But people are so dumb and don't care.
Well, I mean, human beings
you can't even have the conversation anymore because people bring emotion into a conversation like this so fast that it makes using logic
and human impossible. Beings are a creature of habit, right?
It's so like once extremely hostile right now.
Once something becomes a habit, it's kind of hard to break.
Huh?
It's like extremely hostile right now with the teams.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they used to be able to actually have a conversation. Now it's just like, fuck you. Right. You're not on my team.
I don't know, dude. I don't think they've ever been able to. I think they've been fighting
since. Well, and this comes back to like the Reagan era shit with the hyper-partisanship. Asa and I kind of talked about it. And they keep just building this wall. Just another means of division. Because if they set the tone for the people that already have an emotional investment in them, then they're just going to follow suit.
That wall's big as fuck right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reaching across the aisle. And it seems like the reaching that is happening is super corrupt. Right? It seems like it's...
Yeah.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
Dude, can you fucking put something else on? That bitch is ugly as hell. Fauci, your wife is ugly as hell, bro.
Jesus Christ. Yes. Fucked up, bro.
I don't give a shit.
Catfish looking ass bitch.
You can have hairy armpits if you want. I don't give a fuck.
You can do what you want. Bring that shit around me, dog.
That's funny. I don't have anything up right now. But yeah, it's pretty fucking wild, man, the whole fighting between that. So yeah, are we all voting for Spike Cohen in 2024?
I'm not voting. No. Yeah, the fuck? He ain't going to get picked.
That's
true. Doesn't matter how popular
he is. We don't even know if he'd be able to do everything he says he's going to do when he gets in there. It might be another Trump.
As soon as you sit down in that fucking seat, the collar goes on.
Yeah. That's the sad part. I believe he'd have good intentions, too. That's the same thing what I believe about politicians. Even though I hate their jobs, I do know there's good people in there. They just can't do shit.
I think they'll continue to rotate bullshit people in and out.
I mean, all right. So we got our first black president. We got our first
female
VP. President. Are we not going to get the first libertarian?
We got Eric July and the Black Panther.
What? What about Eric July?
Chadwick Boseman?
how does the two go together?
I don't know. I thought we were naming important people in the black community.
No. But yeah. But that's not where I was going with that. Eric July is a bad motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, Eric July.
Yeah, I like him.
I don't know.
So maybe we'll get a first libertarian. Maybe see what they're about. We've been watching the other freak show forever, fucking red and blue. Why don't we fucking see what the gold or yellow, whatever they
are. We'll see. Because it's a wasted vote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a wasted vote.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it? All votes are wasted votes because it's just popular vote.
Fun fact, did you guys know that George Washington...
More of Electoral College, right? They went off of the popular vote.
It's supposed to influence the Electoral College.
The orange guy in there.
But it doesn't. Because they can ultimately do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. My bad. What were you saying? Austin?
I forgot. What was it? George Washington was the only independent president ever.
I don't know how true that is. I've heard that before. I've heard he was the first libertarian, but I don't know if I
buy that.
Yeah. Let us know, listeners. So yeah, anything else going out there in the world?
Dude,
anything
I don't know.
New? No,
I don't think so. There was we didn't get no new alien shit. It's upsetting.
Yeah,
the alien I haven't shit even heard anything out. About it.
Huh? Well, they came out and said basically, there's no proving that it is, and there's no proving that it's not. They are saying no, the stuff that, like, David Faber and stuff chased, they said no, that's not, it's not a alien or whatever.
But it is a UFO.
Yeah. But it is a UFO.
Yeah, I read that out last time.
But, and that's pretty much all they said.
That's it, man.
Deflection. It sucks.
Which, I wish you could have been on the conversation last week about aliens.
Yeah, that'll happen again.
Yeah. It's bound to come up.
Hey, we need you guys to fucking send us messages, man. We've been getting some from people here and there, but we're looking for more ideas, you know, on topics and more feedback. So, yeah. Thanks, Alyssa, for your feedback.
And thank you for all of our new...
Thanks for sharing. Thank you, guys. Go like the page, please. Instagram, Facebook. Give us a chance.
Hey, you can actually get to our Linktree website through our Facebook page, too.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, Instagram.
We're fucking...
Linktree has everything.
We're on everything now, aren't we?
Pretty much, except for Twitter. I need to get on that.
David,
Spotify, whatnot.
David's a Twitter guy.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple, everything.
Make us an account, David. Put you on the spot.
Austin, make him an OnlyFans.
Fuck yeah.
There you go.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm in.
So, I subscribe. We're pretty much done covering Iran-Contra. There's been...
Let us know if there's some stuff we didn't cover. We'll cover it in the next episode and whatever we left out.
There's also a lot of shit as far as names and stuff that we didn't cover just because there's so many and all the minutia involved, but there's plenty of books and everything written in
Dark Alliance.
There's a Dark Alliance by Gary Webb. So if it's interesting to you, there's definitely plenty of information on the topic.
Go look at Freeway Ricky Ross. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Dude wanted to be a tennis player and fucking ended up making millions off of
selling crack.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, anybody else?
That was pretty much it.
I know Austin was fucking bugging me about communism earlier.
Yeah, a little bit.
Said he loved it.
Yeah, you dirty
communist. Yeah, that's what I want. I want, what's his name? Bernie. He's the guy that's going to save us all.
What are you hating on communism for, dude? It's fucking
amazing. No, we're talking about the origins of it.
Everywhere that communism is, it works.
Well, this ties in actually to Iran-Contra because the Sandinistas were a left-wing communist party. So, talking about communism, the conspiracy theory is that the Rothschilds was... I don't think it's a conspiracy theory that the Rothschilds were funding Marx, Karl Marx, but that they started... The Communist Party, the Rothschilds.
And that pretty much started everything.
Yeah, and just like Israel, the Rothschilds' old family name, their crest had the star, what we know as the Star of David on it. But that was actually a symbol for the Rothschild family. And now it's on the Israeli flag.
Shit.
That shit goes deep.
Well, yeah, Rothschilds in general.
Fuck yeah.
Right, weren't they?
They may have been signing checks, whatever we were talking about earlier.
To?
Epstein.
Oh, probably.
You know, they're probably in that tier, you know. Well, yeah, of course they signed checks. They're fucking bankers. They're the heads of the banking cartels, but they could have been, you know, pulling the strings on Epstein.
Well, yeah, but aren't they the tip?
Well, maybe not.
Oh, you don't think?
No. Because eventually we're going to have to cover Fritz Springmeier's 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati. Because some of the families that are named in there, like the Collins and all that shit, DuPonts. It goes deep. Have you seen how many countries we're in now?
What you mean?
How many?
I'm looking at you because you're the one who's got the information. Was it like 5 or 6 now?
On what?
How many downloads we got in countries?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the CIA. I think it's about no. It's like, the military.
Okay, this brings us back into the CIA. Jesus we know Christ, it's you, dude.
I was fucking falling asleep over here. My
CIA, MI6, CB4.
No, we're in 5. United States, Norway, Germany, England. Canada. I think that's wow. Canada. Yeah. Oh, Canada.
Yikes.
Do you guys really have like slits in your mouth, like from like South Park?
Yeah,
if you're up there listening, Terrence to this?
And Phillip,
is that yeah. really how
is
it
that
works?
How you guys are?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I
thank
thought.
You. A lot.
It's either the split face or black face.
That's what I pictured. That's what I pictured.
Justin Trudeau, he got busted with the black face.
Oh yeah,
you fucking racist.
Like, how did he become president again?
Isn't his dad Fidel Castro?
Whoa,
probably.
I'm pretty sure. Justin Trudeau's dad is Fidel Castro.
I don't know. That sounds like
some conspiratorial bullshit.
You know what? That's going to have to be an episode. We're going to have to dive deeper on that one day. But
the fact that he got reelected, though.
Justin Trudeau's dad and Fidel Castro were really, really good friends. And Fidel Castro and his mom, Justin Trudeau's mom, were always kind of, they think maybe swinger type shit. Because if you look at a picture of Fidel Castro and Justin Trudeau side by side.
Oh, shit.
They're the same person.
Oh, shit. Oh,
shit. Almost.
They sound like some Alex Jones shit, dog.
He's responsible for turning the frogs gay.
He's right.
That's a fucking CIA option.
I just dropped it right there.
That sounds like
Justin Trudeau is turning the frogs gay.
Did Brian tell you that, dog? I know Brian did tell you that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Dude, I haven't listened to Alex Jones so long. Is he any? Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's on InfoWars.
He's on InfoWars. You got to go on his website. Man, I haven't listened to him.
They
in a
shut
long
that
time.
Man up.
I only listen to the 5-hour episodes on Rogan.
Dude, I think he's a show.
Listen to me.
Or band.
I'm fucking retarded.
Listen, you know he talks about getting caught in the Redwood Forest whenever he filmed Bohemian Grove, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they caught him the and they let him go.
Yep.
Him and another guy, right?
That's not a little. Fishy?
Are you calling him a shill?
You think they just would have?
I think people in high places were holding would've. Certain doors open for him.
I'm just asking. I don't know. You think
people they were? What I'm
right. They were. They said that he admits that somebody had to have.
Hey, you know what was a good interview with him? Him and T.I. They had a pretty good interview, believe it or not. That was pretty good.
Who's T.I.?
Tip,
no.
T.I. the rapper.
Oh. Who's that?
You know the guy that can never put his hats on right?
Oh, that dude. You're right.
Bro, that sounds like an old fucking white man fucking comment right there, bro. You know that dude that can't put his hat on right and his pants up? Jesus Christ, Austin.
Wear a belt.
Bro, don't talk shit about Tip
here,
like that.
Here,
dude.
You want to borrow some of my suspenders?
I don't mind it. Just put it on a little better. It's like almost going to fall off.
Oh, that's white superiority right there.
Okay. Yeah, bro. I'm a Nazi. Sorry, guys.
Shit. That's funny.
Oh, no.
I wonder if he still wears his hat like that. I don't
probably.
Know.
Probably.
I think
he was just. I just watched an interview with him. He was talking about Iggy Azalea, and his beanie was like barely on top of his head.
It's like a fucking.
If he would have like turned too fast, it would have fell off.
Shit. Damn, dog. Maybe he's Jewish, dude. Maybe it's a fucking beanie yarmulke.
What?
Hey.
What are you pointing at me for, dog?
Sorry, all I can think about is that
Spider-Man meme?
The Rothschilds are Jewish.
No, what?
The Rothschilds.
They're Jewish?
What about it?
They're Jewish.
No, that's cool. It's random. But
I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about. But
talking about Tip, dog. T.I.
Oh, yeah, in his interview with Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to go into that World War II Hitler?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe next week I'm actually not going to be on the show. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, so.
That should be.
Might just be us three guys.
Yeah.
We'll hold it in.
Claude might be back. We'll have to talk to him.
Thank God. Actually, Justin's actually fired. So
thank God.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You guys going to eat bugs or what? You guys going to eat cicadas or what?
I don't know what
you,
that means.
You fucked up.
What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm here keeping David in check. He's going to make you do some weird Howard Stern type shit.
Oh, yeah. We ain't doing that, dog.
Dude, look like at the old...
Like pouring chocolate milk at mm-hmm. you, but...
Justin, I didn't sign up
You start
for
making
shit.
Me eat bugs, dog. I'm going to tape down that forward control over there.
Fear factor. You got to
fly into a wall.
You
got
to eat a donkey dick in order to get out.
Yeah. Wow. That's fucked up. That thing runs on batteries?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you think it runs off of?
Yeah, it's a Tesla know. Battery in there.
Come on, bud.
Why do you think he's so
long? I thought I seen a long wire out there.
Yeah.
Hard on fucking...
I thought you had a hamster in there that was in like a wheel or something.
No, bro. Why do you think he's so hard on Elon's dick? Tesla battery in that dude.
Mm-hmm. You're fucking sponsored. Still I bet you there's a Tesla miles, logo.
No wonder why it's so fucking hot in here all the time.
That, dude, that battery was probably mine.
We all have with. Cancer now. Jesus Christ.
There's like four
radiation.
Yeah, I've just been standing next to a 5G tower.
It's equivalent to Chernobyl.
It was Elon's plan. He's the plant.
Look at all this
technology you got before we even get started.
I thought it was Gabriel the whole time because he's an asshole. It's actually David.
What? What?
The interference.
Oh.
Wow. No, that you were the plant, but it's actually David.
Yeah, I'm not the plant.
It's just
hey,
the
hold on. What? You, David. You always thought I was the plant?
I thought you were the plant.
What an asshole.
It's like Clue. It's going to be David with the chair.
In the game room.
In the game room.
Wow.
Isn't Monster Jam coming to Gan City soon?
Yeah.
Speaking of getting ran over.
He would bring up Monster Jam.
It's going to be an Arrowhead.
You look like your whole town watches Hell yeah, Monster brother. Jam, bro.
Austin's going to be there. Look at that mullet. How can he not go to Monster Jam with
that bro.
Mullet?
If you don't go to Monster Beautiful Jam with hair. That. And I've those already... fucking rainbow glasses. What are those ones?
At Arrowhead? Vipers? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Those.
I have a couple pair of those.
You do? Pit Vipers. I bet you do.
You got Pit Vipers?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I don't even know.
I got them a long time ago before they got all hyped up.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Whatever you put.
Are they white?
He's a
no, they're, I got all black ones, and then I got, like, purple ones.
You're not official unless you have the white ones, bro.
I don't give a fuck about no white ones.
Purple ones. That was a foreshadowing, bro.
Purple pill.
Oh, shit.
Are we all synced?
Oh, shit.
Are we on the same wavelength?
Oh, shit.
I kind of feel like Voltron right now.
Okay,
am I the only one who knows what Voltron is?
Are we about to fuse or what?
Pokemon?
Docking?
Docking? Like the tips?
Just
the tips?
You know?
Sister McTimbers. Thanks.
Oh, fuck. Well.
What do you guys got planned for this weekend?
I ain't got shit planned this weekend. Why do you want to know?
Change another conversation.
See, we also, I got something else I need to address on this fucking show.
Go eat a steak.
Because maybe one of our listeners can help us. But.
Hey, watch your words. Watch your words.
Gabe keeps trying to fuck me.
You too? I didn't know that was...
Gabe...
What are you talking
wants
about?
Wants to fuck me. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
Dude,
about.
Dude, he's my wife. He's my work wife.
It's gross.
He just winked at me. He's not denying it.
You have any evidence?
You want to know what you're doing right now?
You have
any
evidence?
You're acting like the CIA right now, buddy.
Penetrating.
Yeah, well... I'm definitely keeping that off the evidence list, though, so.
Yeah, whatever.
What wink?
The
no, I don't want to fuck you, Justin, all right?
Hey, the
no.
phone's been on you the whole time.
No.
So.
Leave me alone. Stop sexual harassing me.
Well, hey, you got a, ma'am, you got anything to add before we roll out?
I thought we were about to talk what we were doing this weekend.
Let us know, people. Hit
Austin,
us up.
What are you doing?
This is your time.
Nothing.
This is your time to hit us up.
Sorry, bro.
With questions and anything you want, we're yours.
Questions,
until we pop
comments.
Off and have thousands of fucking
Dude,
listeners. And
don't talk
it's
like
gonna
that.
It's going
to
be hard.
Don't right? don't
so
try
get
to
in while you can, guys.
Don't try
get
to seduce the
can.
Listeners because I already got some of my friends saying our music sounds like 80s porn music. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
but
bro,
you're fucking right.
What's wrong with 80s porn?
It
you're
was.
Right.
We went to an 80s porn
Full
video
bush.
And
if you haven't fucking jacked off to 80s porn, you haven't lived.
I prefer to see a coochie.
Well, you know, back in the day, it was hard, man. You got to fucking borrow all your fucking friend's dad's DVDs and shit.
Bro, you're born in like 93. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, and did we have fucking, I don't even remember.
We had 90s porn. We
my first phone porn. Was like, I think I was like 16. Yeah, not bad. Pretty young. You probably didn't get one until last year.
Are you they fucking probably didn't put me?
Cell phone towers where you live at until fucking, 5 years ago.
I had an older brother. Oh.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I had plenty of porn. He had plenty of porn, so I had plenty of porn.
Yeah. Yeah, magazines.
It's probably disgusting. You know, it's the typical pages stuck together type shit.
Oh, dude, that was my first experience. Dude, it was on a rooftop.
It's fucked up. You what?
Yeah.
What kind of romantic porno fueled night did you have?
Yeah, it was weird, dude. There used to be this like roof of this garage we used to all get on, all the guys from the neighborhood, and we just look at a magazine. Like, it was all.
Dude, that sounds. See?
80s porn.
We had the red tape.
Can somebody help
me? Nah, we were just looking at it. We weren't doing anything. We're just fucking chilling looking at it.
Why in the closet? It's Pride Month, bro. You can come out.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, we'll accept you. Rainbow pill phenomena.
Spin off.
What an asshole.
No, I'm not mad at you for it.
What was your first time?
What was my first time?
Yeah, top that story, bitch.
Dude, I don't even know.
Fucking rooftop.
I think sunset. I think it was over at one of my friend's house. And, you know, like stole a Playboy from his brother. It wasn't anything special.
An older person?
We all can't have a romantic comedy style fucking porno experience, okay?
I don't know, it was probably in a movie or something, to be honest.
Just because there was a sunset doesn't make it romantic.
Fuzzy Cinemax. Late at night.
Channel 13, 14, dude, whatever it was.
For sure.
Yeah, bro, you had that shit on the recall on your button on your remote, didn't you?
Bro,
hey, you made sure you had Nickelodeon on the other channel. Ain't it? Where you just you fucking know, hit that bro. Recall button, bro. Just flip back and forth. Yep. Mom comes in, like, oh shit.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's funny.
Got Hey Arnold.
Oh, dude, fucking, that porno sucked back then.
The
bro.
Worst.
Well, yeah, you literally couldn't
Jesus
see anything.
Christ.
Of course, it sucked. What the fuck?
No, there was always some long ass enough. Story. You couldn't even fast forward.
And then you get old it's enough.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, this was before TiVo.
And who the fuck's TiVo in porn, bro?
There's a lot of
real
people.
Psycho.
There's a TiVo lot of people porn. Fucking TiVo in porn.
A real psycho.
It's a real problem. The CIA is probably behind that too.
Damn, bro. Max at night, bro. It'd be Bad Boys 2, and then all of a sudden, fucking big booty seduction and shit. Come
what
on,
the fuck.
Oh shit!
What are you doing this weekend, Austin?
I might be going to the lake.
Why
do
you change the subject on me, bro? I didn't even get Austin's fucking story or David's fucking story. Damn, dude.
Dude, this dude's been on a ship with 4,000 other dudes. And you think he doesn't have some weird shit to say? I don't even want to hear it.
This is exactly why I want to dive into it. Austin, he just set you up for a fucking one of the greatest jerk-off stories in the history of P3. Fucking let us know, bro.
Dutch Rudder,
tell us
my jerk off story or someone else's jerk off story.
Well, maybe not jerk off story. Maybe your first time.
Wait. You were jerking off on a roof to fucking nail.
My first time.
Hey, you were just looking at porn,
bro. We all look different directions. Sorry.
Oh my god. I told you. We're clipping this bitch out. But I told you guys. This man needs help. Alyssa, help your brother.
Oh my god. That was fucking hilarious. No, we were not jerking off, bro.
Dude, you're fucking lying. Austin, tell us your jerk off story.
We were fucking kids, bro. We didn't even know what jerking off was.
I think my first time was with my cousins, and we went into their parents' bedroom, and they had.
Okay. Fucking this magazines. Has been P3. Thanks for listening this week. Holy shit.
That was my first time.
What has happened to the? This show has gone completely off the rails, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit, that's fucking hilarious.
So you guys like back to back,
bro? How did we go from Gary Webb offing himself to this,
bro? It's just
shit, fucking porn stories. That's hilarious.
It's horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Whoever's listening all right, to us going, what the fuck did I do with the last hour and a half of my life?
I think I need to take a potty break. So.
Potty break.
Are we finishing this up?
I don't know. You guys want to wrap this one up? How long have we been recording now?
I don't know, almost a couple of hours.
Oh. Anybody got any input
or David's anything like, to dude, ask? Let me tell my fucking story now. Fuck.
There's no hey. Bad dog.
Justin's like, don't tell him the story because I was there.
No, dude.
Me and Gabe are sitting on a roof.
I was facing north. He was facing south.
Oh.
All right, I'm sorry.
I don't got shit.
God, we're fucking children. No one's going to take us seriously.
Oh, yeah. Well, good thing we started out with our Iran-Contra. Anybody got anything else to say about Iran-Contra before I piss on myself?
I'm about to piss myself, too. So. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Reminder, go ahead and like and subscribe to us. Facebook, Instagram.
It goes a long way, people, and thanks for the reviews.
Yes, thanks, thank you.
Wilson and Steven.
We appreciate you all.
We still think you're nerds.
Help those algorithms out.
But we love you guys.
Appreciate thanks. Y'all.
Yeah. Till next time.
There you go. Purple P3. Pill. We're out.
Love you.